My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man who can smell what the rock is cooking, Mr. Richard Avery.
It smells like tuna.
I was feeling good about that one.
It's a good one.
So we're going to be talking about wrestling or wrestling today.
It's a whole wrestling theme. So you could have a wrestling name.
Yeah. What would yours be?
Mine would be Big Daddy.
Mine would stick with the average Mo.
Yeah, exactly. Tag team.
Yeah, exactly.
Tag me in.
So it sounds like we know absolutely nothing about this.
Well, I know about WCW wrestling. That I know a lot about. I definitely grew up on wrestling.
See, I grew up with WWF, and that was my thing.
Yeah.
But today we brought in a professional and a former champion.
Basically, she can kick your ass.
She's like 5 foot tall and maybe 110 pounds. Sorry if that's a little high. But she could kick my ass. Today in studio, we have Miss Serena Blair. Welcome.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yes. Oh, see? Oh, now I always love when the girls get all poppy afterwards.
I got handcuffs. We can handcuff her to the chair.
Oh, she can break them.
No. These are real ones.
I have really flexible wrists. I can work my way out of that.
She can fist herself in the butt is what I heard.
I heard that too.
Actually, I can't reach.
Oh, damn it.
Far enough.
I was hoping she'd go.
I've tried.
I can.
Yeah. My arms aren't long enough.
So, Serena, I don't know a whole lot about this site, but I heard, I know kink.com has a ton of different sites, and they have a site that is Ultimate Surrender, and it is all female wrestling. Tell me about your experiences there.
Basically, when I first went in, I had no idea what I was getting into, and they put me against a girl who weighed like 65 pounds more than me.
Whoa.
Damn.
It was...
And that's a huge difference.
Wait, yeah. So how close was I? How much do you weigh?
I weigh 100. So.
Oh, damn. 10 pounds
pretty
off.
Pretty close.
She could have had a burger.
It's okay.
But if somebody... You're 100 and that girl's 165. That's like literally twice.
Who was that girl? Like Allison Tyler?
That was Bella Rassi.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean,
big girl.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's like going up against Phoenix Marie. I mean, that's, you could. Okay. So did you win?
No.
Yes, I thought this was going to be the hero story.
But I did get points. I mean, I got a decent amount of points for a beginner going up against a giant.
Is it done the same way like wrestling where you get points for takedowns and things like that? And
You get a few points for that, like if you have an outstanding hold or if you, actually I don't remember now.
Finger a pussy.
Yeah, so it's the sexual stuff that gets you all the points.
Oh, okay.
The fingering is definitely the high point activity.
Okay, so going with this, so obviously you have the wrestling aspect of it, which is a competition. You girls are looking to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the sexual side. Now, if you lose, is there some sort of punishment? If you win, is there a reward? What happens there?
The punishment for losing is sexual humiliation. So the winner typically dons a strap-on with a whatever color-coded dick for for their... fighting colors, yeah.
Right.
And then they get to fuck you in the most humiliating way they can think of.
So that's the goal at the end. So you're not having sex during the actual fight.
You're just wrestling.
Well.
But there's sexual aspects.
There are orgasms that happen on the mat.
Really?
It depends on the girl. Personally, when I'm wrestling, like, I can't even think about what's happening to
my
vagina.
You can't even think about sex.
Yeah. But other girls, and I've worked with them where like I'm on top of them, and she is so fucking turned on at that point, and there have been a few girls that I've worked with that had multiple orgasms
while wrestling.
So
they
unlike
just can't help themselves.
Unlike regular wrestling, where they go and grab the chair off the thing, you're running off and grabbing the Hitachi, going.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
That's kind of cool. I need to watch this.
Do you think you can take Ronda Rousey?
No. She will kill me. She will break me into a million pieces.
I just wondered, in a wrestling match.
In a porn wrestling match, I could totally take her.
Exactly.
I'll
grab her pussy.
Now, what made you want to do this? Was it set up for you, or did you go for it, or?
Well, it was one of the first shoots I had for Kink, and I didn't even know it was an option when I first got into the industry. Like, I just went into Kink one day and was like, I want to be a model.
Hey, Peter Ackworth, can I be a model? Sure, why not? come on in. Insert accent there.
Yeah. So, and then I kind of talked to the talent manager and we kind of figured out the things I like and don't like and what parts I would be good for. And one of them we kind of figured out I'm pretty competitive, that I would probably like Ultimate Surrender. And it's been a
lot of
fun.
Did you have any wrestling experience before?
No, pretty much just the riding was like my big sport in dancing up to that point. So.
No, like when I was in high school and, you know, it was I went to a small school and it was all guys wrestling. But then there would always be that token girl who was built like a fucking diesel truck that goes out there and is smashing dudes. And the guys are like, oh, I don't want to beat her because, you know, then I look like I'm tough and I don't want to be beat by her because then I look like a pussy. And it was always that type of, you know, thing. So you had nothing like that. There was never a point in you going, I can take down a dude and I'm doing this.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I thought it sounded like fun to roll around on the ground with someone and be, you know, physical, but no, I didn't think
competent
could
feel.
Anybody's. Yeah.
Like in the middle of an arm bar, I can grab a pussy. Hey.
No, I've never
squeeze a tit.
I've never really wrestled before. I watched WWF as a kid, but I remember when in middle school when wrestling ended as a gym sport because it was the Undertaker was a popular WWF guy, and one of the guys decided to do his signature move, and I had to look it up, the tombstone. It's where they'd flip him off and smash him in the ground. The other kid went to the hospital. I don't recall whatever happened. Something bad happened, and that was it. And I was like, I wasn't a physical guy. I wasn't into that kind of stuff, and I didn't want to wrestle. It wasn't my thing. But it was like after that, I was like, yes, I am so sorry you had some sort of physical injury, but I don't have to wrestle now. I'm feeling good about my choices in life. And it's like I'm paying off the dude going, thanks, man. Thanks.
Exactly. You got this. So how many matches have you had?
Oh, I have no idea.
More than 10?
Definitely more than 10. I would guess it's around 20.
Really? And what's your record?
Like my score?
Or like, do you have a record scored? Like 10 wins, one loss, or, you know, we're talking MMA here.
I'd have to look it up. I don't remember now. I could count all the ones I lost.
It's easier.
So I've won more than I lost, clearly.
That's good, yeah.
So.
No, you were the ultimate champion at some point, or the leader of the pack, or whatever we call it.
Featherweight champion.
Featherweight champion.
How does a 165-pound girl get into the featherweight division?
There weren't divisions back then.
Okay.
So it was early on. Now, obviously, you were a former. Was this like WWF where, you know, Hulk Hogan has to be taken down by somebody just to keep everybody excited and interested, or did you actually legitimately lose?
Oh, I legitimately lost. It's all real wrestling.
So it's there's nothing set up. It's not like, you know, wrestling. It's not fake.
Okay, it's not like you're going to, this match, you're going to lose and da-da-da-da. It's like.
I kind of wish it was like that sometimes because it would, you know, it's less stressful.
And it wouldn't hurt as much.
Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is.
Have you ever had any serious injuries?
I've come very close. There was one match where I almost like broke my leg. Like a girl didn't realize she had me in like a knee bar. She didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
As most of the girls don't, half the time. And luckily nothing happened. I like screamed and everything stopped.
Right.
But that one really freaked me out. And I actually didn't finish the rest of that.
Any other girls that ever get injured?
Yeah, we've seen some broken toes. A dislocated shoulder.
A bruised clitoris.
I had a lacerated labia.
Oh, my God. Mo, you're looking at me. Like,
she's pulling the LL over here.
It sounds like a band name, doesn't it?
Oh, lacerated labia. I love the alliterations.
No, I remember a while back, and this is a few years ago, there was some sort of boxing or MMA thing where they had the guys doing this for some site. And it was basically dudes just beating the shit out of each other, and whoever lost had to go fuck some sort of huge fat chick.
I saw that.
And then the other guy got like Alexis Texas, right?
No way.
Yeah,
that
is
crazy.
But the problem was I think Danny Mountain ended up winning all this stuff. But you'd have certain guys that would show up on set because there's only so many guys in the industry, and they'd show up with a black eye. And I'm like, how the fuck are we supposed to shoot you for this feature and you have a black eye? So that being asked, I know I've seen girls that come back from kink.com and they have a lot of bruises. You know, you'll see bruises. And I mean, this is what they're into. This is what they like. Have you ever come back from this, like beat up enough where you can't be on somebody else's set?
Oh, absolutely.
And do you just take a few days off and
rub some dirt on it? I'm pretty much too sore to move anyway after that.
Yeah.
So regardless of the bruises, I'm probably going to take a day or two off.
Now, compensation wise, without giving your rate or anything, but compensation wise, was it worth it? Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
It was okay, so it was fun. So it wasn't such a high rate that it made up politically with, I have correct to cancel answer. The next three jobs.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't work often enough for that to even be a factor. I don't shoot do big shoots.
So you're saying you're a poor performer.
Yeah.
It's the best way to go. Now, we've been on set together. I've seen you perform, and there was no wrestling involved.
Did you see her have sex with another girl?
I did, and I don't recall. Okay, I feel like sex? I did.
He doesn't remember it happening.
It's blur for us.
Watch.
It's nothing personal. Hold on. It's just a blur for
Give
us.
Give me the location and the girl, and I can tell you what happened.
It was that house on Laurel Canyon or something that is always hot and doesn't have any air conditioning, and we were hanging out with Bree Daniels and Carter Cruz. And we were all sweating.
That
and
was, in fact, not the house that is on Laurel Canyon in any way, shape, or form. It is further out deep in the valley. It's a large house that's shot in many, many times. That was the hot house. And that's when Bree Daniels was actually crawling inside the freezer to cool down. I got a picture of it. So
yeah, we were.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck.
And it was a
long day. So you got to watch her have sex?
Yes.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous.
It was.
You've seen me have sex? Well, not really with anybody
POV
else.
BJs don't
Not with
count.
Anybody else. Exactly.
So now I actually just visited the Armory for the first time a couple weekends ago.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I knew it was a big place, and it was there for a bondage event, and I don't perform in any way, shape, or form for that. I was taking pictures. And so I went upstairs, and it just happened to be that, like, the big, whatever they call it, the marching room or whatever it was, it looks like a football stadium. I can't recall what it is, but you look in there; it's like a fucking football stadium. You go upstairs at this place.
Oh, you mean
is
where they?
Huge.
It's like where they used when I was there. They were using it for parking, but like
yeah, it used to be parking. Yeah, now it's like
but it was a practice
center.
Thing, and it was like they did the marching and did the gun stuff, whatever.
What is that? The drill court.
Yes. There you go. Now, where did was that in that area or where was this? Was there an audience?
Yeah, so we do regular live matches. Mm-hmm. It used to be a bigger set, right down from the security desk.
Okay.
And then now it's moved downstairs, so it's a little bit smaller. And we have like a real locker room now, which is kind of cool.
No, do they come in and do the locker room
interviews,
trash talk, and stuff?
We have done that. Like
Ultimate Warrior, you
features.
Come over here. I will take you down, Alexis. I will rip your tits off and shove them down your throat.
Just kidding, XOXO. And then they like cut to them having sex in the shower. Yeah, okay, there they go.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We've done that.
Now, has it ever gotten where it got serious, where some girl goes, "Oh shit, I just got popped, and I'm going for blood."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen girls who just like, you know, their face is normal 1 second and all of a sudden something changes and it's like that primal instinct kicks in and they just start punching.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever lost it?
When I very first started, I think it was my third match. It was another girl who was a lot stronger than me. And I went in, like, because I had been training a little bit, and I was thinking I was going to do well.
Feeling all good about yourself.
Yeah, and I really just got demolished. And I remember feeling very helpless. I didn't feel like I was going to fight back, but I definitely felt like I broke character and was, like, not dealing with it very well.
Right. Now, do you sign waivers for all this to say, hey, listen, you got your leg broke. You're on your own because you volunteered for this.
But isn't that with like kink with every website? I mean, any crazy shit can happen.
I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, there's plenty of sports where you sign away your
right
to
try.
You know.
Have you ever gone skydiving?
No.
I've gone it twice, and both times you sign paperwork that basically says if you die, you can't sue them, and any of your friends or relatives can't sue them. Basically, they just put you in a hefty trash bag and put to the curb.
Typically, if you die, you're not able to sue.
I know,
well.
But they make sure of it. Like they make sure of it though. Like on the release you signed is.
So did you sign a release?
But don't they have that for
It's different for when you're getting paid. It's still covered under workers' comp.
So then, let's go with this then. At what point, if things do go rough, when does it go from you're my coworker and we're play acting and we're doing our thing, to you just assaulted me? I mean, we're talking about a physical activity.
Huh?
Is at some point when some girl goes, I got popped in the face a little bit. I'm going to start wailing on this other girl. When does it go? What is that line that says, we're still wrestling, we're still in a competition, to, you're assaulting me?
Yeah.
I personally haven't experienced that. And part of that, I think, is because I'm constantly talking to the girl that I'm working with. While it's happening, and it's usually under my breath, camera can't hear.
I was just gonna say, I can hear you talking right now. You're saying, "Yeah, baby, do you like this? Do you want more?"
Well,
do,
sometimes that works. Yeah, baby, it's a strategy. Turn them on enough; they start coming all over the place.
And so I was thinking, like, and then all of a sudden, as soon as they get you an arm bar, you start like licking. Mm-hmm. And they give up, and oh.
So essentially, what you're saying then is, it's like a normal sex scene where it doesn't go from consenting to rape.
Right.
You know,
I mean, we both have an understanding that we're both probably going to get hurt or might get hurt. And we both have to be aware of our safety and the other person's safety. And so part of that is just communicating. And, but you know, if you're with someone who's been doing it for a while, like it doesn't really interfere with the actual competition part.
Sure.
So
now we've mentioned WWF a few times. Did you grow up at all watching any of this? Did you have a favorite wrestler?
I wasn't allowed to watch anything other than PBS growing up.
She loves Charlie
Okay,
Rose.
When I was a kid, we only had five channels, and one of them was Fox, in quotes, because Fox was just coming into the real world. And so I watched a lot of PBS.
I was just going to say, lots of Married with Children is what you were going to say you watched?
Yeah, no. I mean, because
I wasn't allowed to watch that either.
It was one of those affiliate type things or whatever it was. Until 8 o'clock, it was just local programming. Right. 8 o'clock, now we're Fox. Yeah. But, I mean, I watch PBS, so I'm right there, Galloping Gourmet and the Victory Garden.
I watched a lot of Julia's Child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Huell Howser.
Oh, I love Huell Howser. I miss Huell Howser. He was so much.
California's
he was amazing.
Gold.
Hey, come on over here and look at this rock. This is an impressive rock.
And he'd be like, "Tell me right here, what is so special about this genuine California rock right here?"
And there's somebody that'll go, "Well," and they'll try and give some. That is, and he was truly fascinated.
I know he would be like, "Wow, that's amazing!" You're like, "Dude, it's a rock."
Every rock. State needs that a person like that to be a spokesperson. Going off, so you weren't allowed to watch WWF.
No, I remember other kids in my class were watching it, and I remember boys like trying to recreate it.
Hulkamania.
Class. Yeah.
I loved wrestling.
But yeah, no, never really.
So I got to see it live in Chicago once. It was amazing. One of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
The year was 1952. Andre the Giant was still in the womb.
He wasn't a giant. He was Andre the Midget at the time. He started out, and then he became the giant.
I've actually never seen it in real life, and I always thought it would be fun to see it once, but now it's such a huge event.
Honestly, I recommend everybody to see it at least once. I honestly think, I'm not lying when I say this, it was one of the best things I've ever seen live. It gave me a whole new respect for these wrestlers, because I said it afterwards, is I feel that they are the best actors on TV by far, but the best actors I've ever been around, because literally before they go out, like, they are told, they're not given a script. They're like, okay, you hate him and he hates you. You're just going to call him out because he's ugly, he's fat, and he's gross, and you're going to hate him because he's tall and skinny. And then they like, and get out there, and then it's like, you know, 30,000 people in the venue, 1 million, 2 million watching, all of a sudden, and it's action, and they improvise, and they nail it all. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, if they just, I don't think Al Pacino could do that in his best days, you know what I mean? Like, they just,
hoo-ah!
Yeah, like, they're just amazing. They really are amazing. And then tack on all the wrestling and the physical side of it, but it's that acting ability that I was so impressed with. And then they come off stage and they're all finished wrestling and everything. Come back and say, "Yeah, that was really great." And they're all like, you know, buddy, buddy. And we're like, "Oh my God, this is too cool." Like, they used to call it, what do they call it? White trash Broadway or white trash theater. Nice. And it was. It's white, like
Sunday.
Redneck theater, I think is what they used to call it.
Nice.
You know?
Now you were a performer that went into wrestling. And there's a wrestler named Chyna that came into porn. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but would you have any interest in doing a scene with Chyna?
A wrestling scene or a porn scene?
Either. Or both. I mean, technically, it's together. Would just for the fun of it, would you say, I want to do this shit with Chyna?
Why not?
Yeah. Just for the fun of it? Publicity? Yeah. Or
for the experience of it. Why not?
That's like there's no reason. That's worse than doing boy girl.
So
why?
So right here, right now, what I want you to do is I want you to call out Chyna in perfect wrestling fashion.
Come on. I like that.
I'm actually really bad at doing the shit talk.
You can do it.
No, you can do it. It
takes me a few takes sometimes.
Oh. We don't have separate takes. Come on, call out China. Because I'm tweeting her about this.
China, we need to do a scene together, and it's going to be hot and sweaty and, yeah.
I thought she was going to go in with, China, I need you to meet me at the Armory in San Francisco. Exactly. We're going to do this. Kink.com.
I'll meet you in the basement.
Exactly.
I told you I'm bad at these.
In the cage. You just, be there.
This is the thing. She comes off so tiny and innocent, and she's so quiet and demure. But I know, it's like, then she gets all crazy, and then she rips the heart, and then she's like, turns into an animal.
Exactly. Like, it's like, finish her.
Yeah. She just, it's like scary.
So, okay. So when China hears this and wants to come after you, where can she find you on Twitter?
Sexy Serena B.
Sexy Serena B. So if she comes after you, we're doing this.
Yeah.
I will be there live. Live.
I'll be in your corner.
Exactly.
I'll be like, you can come back to me and be like, cut me, Mick. Cut me.
Adrian. Okay. Adrian. Wrong sport. Sorry, okay. So, if anybody else wants to find you, any other social media out there for you?
Twitter is the one I'm on most. Yeah, Instagram. It's the same name, Sexy Serena B. Makes it really easy. I'm on Reddit at Sexy Serena B.
Reddit? We never ask Reddit because this is our favorite part of the show. LinkedIn?
I'm not on LinkedIn.
FetLife?
I'm on FetLife. But I have to warn you, I really never go on there.
That's okay. MySpace?
No.
I have to warn you, I never go on there.
I don't think I've had a MySpace since high school.
Wait, Pinterest?
No.
Okay, well, we'll
website?
Website, SerenaBlairXXX.com.
What are we going to find on there?
Sexy naked pictures.
Ooh, I like sexy naked pictures.
Yeah. Cool. And there's a video and a forum.
Ooh, a forum.
And she does.
I want to go on and talk shit.
She does. Talk about your webcam. It's all your webcam shit.
Yeah. So all of that is going to be eventually combined as the hub for my webcamming. and all of that profits from webcamming and from that website, part of it's going to go to the charity that I volunteer for, which is the Raptor Center, California Raptor Center.
Well, look at that. So, and what do they do? Just we'll throw it out there.
We rescue and rehabilitate raptors, birds of prey.
I was going to say, I thought that was Jurassic Park. I really thought she was going to go to
Jurassic Park. Yes, we save people who don't have a good copy of Jurassic Park. We buy them a new DVD or digital download.
It's a great movie.
So they could watch it properly.
No, I think that's a great, a great cause. Something really cool to, help.
I think you should switch to the Starving Artists of Los Angeles Fund. That's us.
Podcasters. Podcasters help.
Exactly. Help a podcaster every day. Donate. What is this, PBS all of a
exactly.
sudden?
Exactly. NPR. Exactly. It's our member drive.
I think we should have one.
The phones
we should
do are a member ringing.
Drive. We should. Exactly. Yeah. Call us now.
Okay. Oh, we got a call from Tom from Michigan. He's donating $25.
Yeah, exactly. $25. Thank you, Tom. And then, exactly.
I'll match every dollar that gets called in.
Hello. Is this Lydia?
Well, Serena Blair, I really appreciate you coming out and doing more with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.